Ardula to the near side. Long-range shot by Shahan off the chest of Scarfoni. He dropped it but then covered quickly to get a stoppage in play. 12:54 to go in the second. Wisconsin and UConn, no score. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan Posick and Ian Perrin at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. Title game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. And we have no score here. Nearing the midway point of this hockey game. Puck slides back into the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni will paddle it over to Palatichuk. Bumps it off the end boards for his D partner, Kerr. Advance to center ice. Kukkonen cut off by Gustafson. Steal now. Tassie comes in. Shoots one off the glove of Heaney. Oh, Tassie found himself open in the slot after the puck deflected to him, and Heaney came up with a big save. And now Wisconsin's Tyson Dick stick handling nicely. Floats a shot towards Heaney, and that went up off his blocker as he came up out of his crouch. Now Dick again shoots one just above the top of the blue paint, and it went to the corner. And now UConn able to win the puck free and loft it out through center ice, and the Badgers back to get it. Huskies change quickly. UConn only 6 shots on goal so far. The Badgers have 17, but we have no score.
And that last little flurry all created by the fact that Simon Tassie picked that guy's pocket, and once they established zone presence, they didn't give it up.
Lindmark steals in the offensive zone. Slot pass to Laskowski. That was intercepted by UConn. And then thrown all the way down. That'll be icing on the Huskies. And a faceoff to come in the Connecticut zone with a scoreless game here. 11:42 to go in the second period of play.
Well, the faceoff will come back down. And again, Connecticut had just killed off the penalty. So there's 2 of the 3 penalty killers, I think, still out there. Yep. But they also get into a situation where the Badgers can change, make wholesale changes, and they'll come back with their top line. And Connecticut is stuck with kind of a hodgepodge of people.
Badgers win the faceoff. Scholes fires one, missed the net. As Heaney was on his blocker's side, he watched it whistle past him and off the end boards. Mosley steals. Morrissey back to Mosley. Backhand turnaround shot that went off his skates.
Good try. He knew exactly where the winger was coming on the other side.
Now we got
Jack
a penalty
Phelan.
On Jack Phelan for interfering.
Innocent. All he had to do was leave him alone.
Hudson Shandor. So, yeah, Wisconsin's Mosley, I was watching him. He took a pretty good hit after the puck had come out through neutral. And then Phelan back trying to defend Shandor, interfered. So Phelan, 2-minute minor, and it comes at 8:41. And so UConn will get a power play. 2-for-4 yesterday in the 4-2, a 4-1 win over Alaska.
I was impressed with their power play, but I was more impressed with their shorthanded goal yesterday against Alaska. Whoa, that kid turned on the burners.
All right, so UConn sends Ryan Tattle out with Percival. Also, Shahan's out there. Spetz on the left point. And then Danveria on the right point. Badgers, good battle along the far wall, win it free and send it all the way down. Lodge and Kerr, Morrissey and Laskowski on the penalty kill. Wisconsin's PK 76%, 7-for-7 over the last 3 games. UConn 16% on the power play this season, 8 of 50. So just 6 of 46 was UConn on the man advantage before yesterday's win against Alaska. A steal by Percival, a wheeling pass towards the slot and taken away by the Badgers and cleared.
Kota Laskowski had no idea where that puck was. He just kept turning around until he found it. Oh, it's right between my feet. Here, I'll shoot it down the ice.
So the Badgers have killed off 50 seconds of this UConn power play in a scoreless hockey game. Here's Shandor, just 5 points shy of 100 for his career, playing in his 136th game. Gardula across the line, dropped it back to the point. Scott able to hold. Far side now. Here comes UConn. They move it to the left wing. Diving Shandor can't reach it, and it's cleared down by the Badgers. Lindmark out there. Steal by Morrissey at the blue line. Badgers on side shorthanded. One shorthanded goal for Wisconsin this season. Scored by Cody Laskowski a couple of weeks ago at Michigan. Now here's UConn on the attack. With it for a moment was Muldowney. He lost the puck, but now Gathering it in is UConn. Richard has it. Left wing. Throws it to the point. Scott Shandor. He whistles one through the low slot, and it hit the corner boards and all the way out to center. Just 20 seconds left on the power play for UConn.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they've had a shot on net.
Not yet. Not yet. Richard trying to get it to the point. Morrissey forcing the issue. Back behind the cage, Gardula now. He's cut off by Wisconsin's Lodge, who gets some support from Kerr, rimmed it around and out to neutral ice, and that'll do it for the UConn power play. Badgers PK gets the job done, still scoreless, 9:15 to go in the second period. Now here's Hieslip trying to get an edge on Lodge. Lodge tries to cut him off, and they both collide into the cage, and Badgers netminder Tommy Scarfoni. Let's hope everybody's okay.
Let's be very thankful for the Marsh what do they call those?
The pegs?
The pegs that actually come off. In my era, that was a piece of metal. Didn't go anyplace.
No, the goal would stay where it is, and you may have been bent around it. Timeout on the ice, 9:09 to go, second period. No, wait a minute. We're going to keep playing. Hold on a second. Because the goal came off its moorings, we do not have a stoppage in place, so we'll keep it right here. We will keep it right here. Face-off. Inside the Wisconsin zone with 9:09 left, a scoreless championship game. I think there's the referees decided not to take the media timeout. And now the PA announcer is reading some announcements.
There are exceptions to that rule.
Yeah.
And this is probably one of them.
This being one of them, icing is another one. All right. Face-off to come. Sitar for Connecticut. Scholl for Wisconsin. Puck loose. Still loose. And in the slot, it's chipped out by Liskoski to center. That's where the defenseman Carabin has it. He dumps it in. Scarfoni looked over his left shoulder, went to the right and Lodge. Breakout pass to Botterill. Went off a stick. Scholl had it. Now Wisconsin's Liskoski. Here's Anthony Kerr. Kerr fires it in. It bounces around to the left corner. Broken stick on the far side wall, and now Scholes does a nice job to cut off Hieslip as he was on the rush. Puck slides harmlessly to Wisconsin's netminder Scarfoni, who leaves it off for Phelan.
I saw Zach Scholes drooling. That guy had his head down when he came across the red line, and Zach could have just put him into the third row.
Slow-moving pass by Fitzgerald, picked off by UConn. Now Frazier, Tristan Frazier. Roughed up a bit by Scholes, but able to cycle the puck off for Percival. He's cut off by Phelan, and the bouncing puck to the left of Scarfoni, then to the right, then back to the left, as Scarfoni watches the puck through the mesh of his own net. Puck free, slides behind the cage, and Fitzgerald goes to get it. Frazier immediately converges on
him,
but he used the net to get around him. And here's Fitzgerald up the left wing, Botterill. Badgers onside. Tried to refeed Fitzgerald, went off his stick. Tassi there to shovel it back to the corner. Fitzgerald then cut off by the defenseman Genveria. UConn takes it away and slides it out to center. D to D, Lodge to Horbach. Open left wing. Tassi across the line. Got a little room. Snaps one off the left arm of Heaney, the goaltender, who stopped all 18 Badger bids so far. Horbach holds the zone. Tried to place it towards the net. Knocked down by Percival. And UConn sends it back to center. Lodge tried to feed Dick on a pass, but Tyson wasn't ready for it, and now taken back by the Huskies, who are more than willing to just stand in their own zone, not really being pressured too much. Token pressure by Kukkonen, just slowing everything down. That's where Wisconsin was good last night. They dictated the pace of things. UConn doing the job here today.
Yeah, they are, and they're just forcing Wisconsin to make not good defensive decisions because it's something they haven't seen all year.
Puck is loose at the UConn line. Huskies get it and bat it ahead to the Badgers line. Horbach slows the progress of Gardula. Shandor also in the vicinity, and now Daniel Lodge has it. Lodge to Horbach. Badgers look to break out. A lob pass gets the job done, and Kukkonen didn't get it deep. Lindmark following up, able to push it into the UConn zone, but he was cut off and couldn't retrieve the biscuit. Now a headman pass, and here's UConn again. The Badger zone. Muldowney's out there. Shandor, Richard, shot from the point, blocked. Finley looking for the loose puck. Taken away again by UConn. Good battle by Scott, who sends it in. And then around the far wall to center ice, and Finley eyed up, and a good hit by Carabin. But Morrissey picked up the puck, throws it through the high slot. Kerr chased it down in the near corner. Behind the cage, it's Mosley. Morrissey, far corner, wanted to get it out to the point, but the Badgers' D-men were changing, so no one at home at the blue line. So Schulz back at his own line. Now Phelan will throw it in. It might be an ugly one that wins this hockey game today.
Yeah, it could very well be, because the checking is so tight in the neutral zone and just inside the blue lines.
Oh, here's a rim around Morrissey. Two on two with Mosley. Drops it off to Ryland. Ryland, though, forced to the wall. That's where UConn wants you. And they're doing a nice job of just pushing Wisconsin out wide.
Finley's limping as he came off the ice.
Now, again, they slow things down. John Spetz, who played 3 years of junior hockey with the USHL Chicago Steel, a former teammate of Wisconsin's Matthew D. St. Foul.
You'll notice that Benson will get the puck.
Here's Jack Horbach on the rush, 3-on-3. Pietola with it. His shot went off the shin pad of the defenseman, Gustafson-Nyberg. Sitar now took a shoulder. Puck came free. It's loose in front. Oh, Liskoski with a blind shot through the paint. Scholl runs it down right side. His shot got through off the glove of Heaney. Where's the puck? It's now caught along the side of the cage with Heaney right there. He covers and gets the whistle for a media timeout. 4:46 left in the second. Wisconsin and UConn scoreless. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Jack Forbach, right wing from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scene insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The Arts is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at the Arts. Well, Callum Tung was expected to get the start tonight for UConn. He had made four straight starts and allowed only five goals in those four starts after replacing the injured Tyler Muslick. Well, we found out prior to the game that Tung unavailable because of an illness, so they're going with Thomas Heaney as their number one goaltender, making just his third collegiate start. And Heaney is 20 for 20 in goal. He stopped every shot for the Badgers so far, and it's scoreless here with 4.5 minutes left in the second period of play.
Game's getting a little more physical, especially in the neutral zone. The Badgers are backing up and taking that man. Wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Kerr unleashes on somebody.
Oh, Tassie lifts a belt-high pass to Ryan Botterill, who tried to bat it in. He got good wood on it, but shot it wide.
Yeah, it was a little fungo shot.
Yep. Now here's Fitzgerald one-on-one, cutting it on his backhand, and he shot it. That's one well wide. Tassie hustles to try to hold the zone. Did for a moment, but kicked free by UConn. Puck slides near the Badgers' line, and Zach Schulz now has it for Wisconsin. Back to Jack Phelan, up to center ice, and Fitzgerald across the line. Drop pass, Tassie taps it down to the corner for Fitzgerald. Moves it along to the near side, Dick in front. Tassie denied by Heaney, sliding on his knees left to right. Great play, though, by the Badgers. Their best offensive chance really here today.
Yeah, a little chip shot into the corner. Simon Tassie does not go for it. You see Fitzgerald go down and just quickly rim it around. And the offside winger just makes a bullet pass out in front. And Tassie, I don't know if he got great wood on it or not, but he was being defended out in front. But that's the best scoring opportunity in the second period all set up from getting the puck deep.
Bassey, the most outstanding forward in this tournament last year when he had four goals, including a hat trick against Northeastern in the championship game. He had five shots on goal last night. It's a grade A chance here tonight, but still no score. 3:28 to go in the second period of play. Badgers and UConn meeting for just the second time ever. The first time was back in 1967 when Don Addison scored four goals in an 8-1 win over the Huskies.
Household name in those days.
There's a good breakout by UConn. Messenio cut off by Tyson Dick. Loose puck picked up by Heaslip. He'll dump it in. There's Scarfoni to Lotch. An aerial feed that was caught in the shoulder by Kukkonen. He got bumped off balance a little bit, and then he knocked Spetz down. The Badgers couldn't do anything with that play, and now here's Tyson Dick. He'll chip it, can't get it deep. Spetz high glass. He banked it too strongly. That'll be icing on UConn. Whistle blows with 2:40 to go in the second period. 21-8, shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Still no score, though.
And a good opportunity with 2:40 here in the end of the period. Double shifting. Finley, Mosley, and Morrissey got to face off in the offensive zone. You've got a tired UConn team after that probably very physical 45-second, 50-second shift. Now the advantage lays in the Badgers' hand as long as they win the draw.
Face off to the right of Heaney. Just outside the crease, Morrissey trying to win that draw, but he did not. It's won by UConn. Percival will flip it out to center. Lotch settles down the bouncing puck. Back to neutral. Mosley now whistle. We've got offside on UConn as Percival brought it across the line with a teammate still in the zone. 2:28 left here in the second period of play.
Pretty stagnant, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's check, turn over the puck, check, turn over the puck, take a couple strides, get laid on your behind by somebody, and then turn around and same 1-2-3 punch right after the other.
Yep. Like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to win. Well, you got to win games anyway they are. Here's a long
That's
range
off.
Shot from outside the blue line. It looked like they were offside, but Scarfoni with an easy save. It's just his ninth of the night. Daniel Lodge now tied up behind the Badgers' net. UConn working hard. Percival's got it. Throws it out to the point. Stick handling with it is Genveria. His shot sticked aside by Scarfoni to the corner. Percival then. The right wing wall hammered back around to the near side and Tattle. He shoots one. Easy pad save for Scarfoni. Badgers trying to dig it free and do that. Jack Horbach. Comes Wisconsin's Finley left wing. Dumps it in. Morrissey cut off by Scott. Couldn't get to the puck. Huskies skate out of their own end. Ray Scott with it. Now sent in deep by Richard. It eludes the stick of Scarfoni, but there for Wisconsin, Anthony Kerr. Nice stick handling move to get around a forechecker. Pietola's pass between the legs intended for Scholl didn't reach him. Now it's back to neutral ice, and the Badgers will try to do it again. Kerr from the red line, he'll hammer it in. 1:09 to go in the period. No score, Wisconsin and UConn. And now the puck goes up off the high glass again. The Huskies are more than happy to just get it up and out. And now a steal by Wisconsin. Pietola left wing. He lost the puck, but picked up by Plotichuk. His shot blocked.
Look out.
UConn's got numbers to its left. 3-on-1. One man back for the Badgers, Zach Scholes. Richard, oh, he puts one in front. Bouncing puck goes off his stick. Scarfoni down and out, but the shot never on goal. Now a steal, and flying one through the low slot was Muldowney. Long-range shot now from the right wing wall. That skipped off traffic to the near boards. Loose puck, left circle. They throw it back to the point. It's Carabin, his shot. That's a big blocker save by Scarfoni up into the air. And then Murtagh kept it alive. UConn with some consistent pressure here in the offensive zone. Although Murtagh was just bumped off balance by Palatichuk, who's able to relieve the pressure and get it out to center. 13 seconds to go in the period. Badgers slow to get back. Now Wisconsin forces a turnover. 2-on-1, 7 seconds left. Scholl with Tassie. Scholl's shot saved by Heaney. And the puck goes to the far corner, and that will do it for period number two. 22-11, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin, but still no score after two periods in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Hey, folks, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game this season at the Kohl Center. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Again, Wisconsin nothing, Connecticut nothing after 2 periods here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Shots on goal in that second period. Tommy Scarfone, Wisconsin's goaltender, 11 saves through 2 periods. For UConn, Thomas Heaney has 22 saves through 2 periods of play. Now the Badgers 0 for 3 on the power play. They had a chance, actually 2 chances in the second period, one that carried over from late in the first, and then another full 2-minute power play, but unable to put the biscuit in the basket. One power play chance for UConn here tonight, and the Huskies failed to convert as well. A scoreless game after 40 minutes of play. And after what we saw yesterday, really, not only watching UConn beat Alaska, but how Wisconsin handled Ferris State, I didn't expect it to be scoreless after 2 periods of play here. But I will say Connecticut's a different animal than Ferris State. And I'm sure that, you think about it, too, for Connecticut, Wisconsin's this a different animal than Alaska.
Yeah, and totally different. Oh, my Lord.
There's a woman at the blue line across the red line. She's shooting at about 100 feet, two hands swinging a hockey stick.
She missed the puck the first 4 times.
Right.
And then she kind of decided, I don't want to take a golf swing. I think I'll just take a little slap at it.
Yeah.
Sure enough, she scores.
She did.
That was unbelievable. Yeah, that was a highlight of the scoring for the second period.
It's the only puck that's gone in the net today.
Yes, exactly the case. But I agree wholeheartedly with you. Neither team seems to be doing anything on special teams, power play.
Yeah.
There have been just as good a scoring opportunities shorthanded as there has been on the power play. But more importantly, it's just such a neutral zone game, and I hate to say it, but that's boring hockey.
Yeah, right. Well, but give credit to UConn. Right now, they are controlling this game with the way they are playing, and the Badgers haven't been able to figure it out.
And that's a credit to them in the sense that they're not playing at home. You know, they're not getting the opportunity to play in front of all Badger fans. They're getting the opportunity to play in front of all Badger fans, and they're doing their job.
Mm-hmm. Badgers and UConn scoreless after 2 periods of play. Second intermission on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield. Let's take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Well, final from Minneapolis, the Packers fall to the Vikings 27-25. Minnesota now 13-2. Beg your pardon, 14-2. The Packers fall to 11-5. Here, Wisconsin and UConn scoreless after two periods of play. The championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. You know, again, next weekend, the Badgers will play at top-ranked Michigan State on Thursday, 5:30 Central, 5 o'clock pregame on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app, then off to Wrigley Field to take on the Spartans again at the frozen confines. An 8 o'clock faceoff next Saturday, January 4th, 7:30 pregame, following the top-ranked Wisconsin women against second-ranked Ohio State at 4:30. Should be a lot of fun watching back-to-back games at Wrigley Field. You're a baseball Hall of Famer. I'm a baseball nut. And just to be at Wrigley Field for any event, let alone hockey, Ian, that's the best of both worlds, isn't it?
I think what they should do is get Ernie Banks to be the announcer and go, okay, Wisconsin, let's play two today.
Yes.
That would be my favorite of the whole tournament, I'm pretty sure, to have Ernie Banks do that. On a personal note, my brother, when he was 55, whatever it is, played in the 50 and over tournament in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And it was hosted by the Cubs, and he played with some team from North Dakota. And he said a Cub would play one inning for you during every game, that they had a different Cub celebrity come and play an inning with them.
Yeah.
And my brother was the starting shortstop, and he got to turn a double play with Ernie Banks.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
How about that?
he looked at my brother and goes, you've done this before. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun calling the game with you in the press box, but I would like to say that it would be awfully fun to be sitting in the press box with Harry Carey,
yes,
too. I'm sure neither one of us, I might not be able to leave by the time the game's over, but that would have been a treat. Badgers and UConn scoreless, second intermission. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culvers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
No score in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, second intermission, Wisconsin and UConn. He and you coached a long, long time. You faced a defensive philosophy that UConn's thrown at Wisconsin and slowed Wisconsin down. So again, as a coach, let's say you're coaching the Badgers right now, what are you drawing up to try to break this neutral zone trap, if you will?
Million dollar question when you're there. I think that if the play creates itself or presents itself for the Badgers, it wouldn't be out of the character for the Badgers to basket hang a guy. You know, the puck goes into the far corner, and all of a sudden this right winger disappears behind their defenseman. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But in a nothing-nothing game, in a tournament game, sometimes you got to take those chances. Yeah,
sometimes I'm wondering, you know, high glass or lob passes out and trying to spring somebody that way?
Yeah, I think the Badgers have had a tough time with the fact that the two defensemen will be back in full control for UConn with the puck. And they'll start coming up the ice, and you look for their forwards. All three of them are down here at our blue line.
Right.
And then they come back to the puck to try and give a bump and go, if that's the case that it's going to be. And Badgers never faced that before, and you can see people looking, you know, what do I do now? What do I do now? So it's something that we haven't seen in a while, and in order to combat it, we might have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Somebody's
going to score here tonight, and it might just be one goal, but it's going to happen. Somebody will win this championship and get a box full of Glazers to munch on in the locker room. Badgers and UConn scoreless. Third period on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed.
It was an itsy bitsy
Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Real leather.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Barron at 5-4 in Milwaukee. A scoreless game as we head to the third period. The winner wins the Quick Trip Holiday faceoff. Fitzgerald battling for the draw, and he wins it from Shandor and taps it back to Palatichuk. Over to Kerr, and he snaps off a pass through the middle of the ice. It's batted back by UConn, and down deep they send it into the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk rims it around strongly, caught by Laskowski. Badgers 3-on-3 to our left. Laskowski elects to dump and chase. After it is the defenseman Spetz. Up the far side wall, they chip it away from Kukkonen. He tries to recover. Batted loose and gathered in now by UConn. With speed, it's Joey Muldowney. Cut off by Wisconsin's Laskowski with help from Lodge. The Badgers take the puck away, and here's Kukkonen now at the red line. He'll fire it in to the left corner. Finley, first shift of the third period, comes down the left wing wall. Can't reach the puck. They come out of there with it. Here's Percival now, middle of the ice, 3-on-2, and a shot. Good stick by Mosley. That's up and out of play. Face-off in the Wisconsin zone to come. 49 seconds into the third, no score.
I was getting a little skittish because the backside forward was beating Daniel Lotch back into the play. And Ryland Mosley is a good all-round hockey player, but he was one-on-one with the fastest guy from...
Yeah.
From UConn, and I was like, whoa, hopefully he shoots it and shoots it wide.
Gavin Morrissey, 2 assists last night. He's got 20 points this season, tied for 12th in the country. Total points, just a freshman. He wins the faceoff, and Zach Scholes skates it out of his own zone. Right wing Mosley across the line. Mosley right wing, shoots one. He missed the net. Comes off the glass, then the dasher, and out to the blue line. Morrissey was stumbling backwards and able to keep it away from the Huskies. Puck bounces back into the UConn zone. Deep now. Mosley battling there. Slides it over to Finley. Blind pass to the right circle. Didn't reach Morrissey, but Gavin does a nice job to poke it away from the Huskies. Morrissey left wing. Here's Scholes. He tees one up. That's blocked by a sliding Tristan Frazier. Good play. Scholes got it back. That's blocked as well. That time by Tom Asenio.
Just like a curtain out in front.
And now UConn will dump it in off the body of Scarfoni, who'll get credit for a save. Ryan Tattle goes to retrieve the puck. Centering pass. It went off the stick of Botterill. Now Frazier with it. Beg your pardon. That's Shahan with it. He spins around behind the net. We've got a whistle and a slashing penalty. It's coming against the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, it is, and I'm not 100% sure which one it is because there was three or four bodies down into the corner, but the slashing call... probably against Scholes, if I'm not mistaken.
Nope, nobody yet. Tony Check is the Big Ten referee, and who's he taking? Tassie went to the bench. Lindmark is looking over like, what, who? Scholes is near the Badgers bench, and now the referees are communicating. I'm not sure if they know who the penalty was on.
Can't figure it out.
Now, Tony Check.
He kept pointing at Zach Scholes, and yeah. I was like, something's not right here because Zach was in the opposite corner.
And Nicholas Bett were talking. Now they're going to go take a look at video replay.
You can't determine what number, probably.
To figure out, who the penalty should be on. There's 18-17 left in the third of a scoreless hockey game. The Badgers trying to get within one game of 500. UConn trying to go two games over 500. As they try to figure this all out right now. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you all season long by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics.
I've been around for a long time, but I can honestly say I can honestly say that it's...
They're going to take Phelan, his second penalty of the night, the freshman defenseman.
I didn't think he was on the ice. Although his partner was, I didn't think it was him.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Jack agrees, but he's going to go sit in the box of shame for a couple of minutes.
Exactly. He's got the head hang down. What did I do? Sorry.
Yeah.
I just say sorry. Is it okay, Graf?
Palin had only two penalties all season long. He's got two here tonight. So UConn on a power play, but the Badgers win the faceoff and a strong rim around. Oh, Liskoski had busted out of the Wisconsin zone after seeing that they were going to win the faceoff and was hoping to maybe get a breakaway. Now a steal by Morrissey in the offensive zone, but batted off his stick. And here comes Hudson Shandor. He snaps off a pass to Muldowney off his stick, but gathered it in. Centering pass. Here's a chance. Not much on that shot by Gardula and waffled away by Scarfoni. UConn trying to reach the puck. Richard failed to do so, and then the Badgers failed to rim it around and out. Liskoski comes down on the near side boards, tried to chip it out, got it ahead to Kerr. Anthony takes his time, and the defenseman scoops it down into the UConn zone, and Wisconsin will change its penalty killers. Huskies will come up the middle of the ice. Trey Scott, who had a power play goal yesterday, feeds it to Richard. Richard will dump it in. Badgers get to it first and all the way out to center. Kick free, and Wisconsin's got a chance. Oh, Horbach poked it ahead for himself. Now a pass in front. Here's Lindmark. Scores! Oh, Horbach to Lindmark. The Badgers get a shorthander and take the lead.
That is as pretty a goal as you are going to see here in college hockey. Jack Horbach fainted like he was just going to go for the loose puck, and as soon as he got it, he just ripped it. Lindmark made no bones about the fact that he was going to go hard to the net no matter what, and he puts it in the top right-hand corner right over the glove of the goaltender. Shorthanded goal for Bucky comes at 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the third period.
Owen Lindmark, fourth goal this season, his first on a shorthand. He's got 8 career shorthanded goals, and the Wisconsin Badgers finally beat goaltender Thomas Heaney. It's 1-0. Connecticut still with a power play for another 50 seconds.
I wonder if Horbach's saying, see, you should never keep me on defense, coach.
Well, he's played really well defensively, but then they throw him out at forward on the PK, and you know how good Horbach and Lindmark have been the last 3 years playing the penalty kill together. They're both Naperville, Illinois natives. They know each other very well, and you can see they have a chemistry playing the PK. Oh, good strong check by Liskoski in the offensive zone shorthanded, bumping a man down. Lindmark back out there for the Badgers, and now an errant pass intended for Shahan trickles all the way in on Scarfoni harmlessly, leaves it off for Scholes, and he'll heave it all the way down. 8 seconds to go on the power play. Horbach quickly after it. He beats Spetz to the puck, got knocked to his knees, and then tries to draw a penalty. No luck there. And here comes UConn as they bust out, but their power play's expired. So the Badgers win the special teams battle with a shorthanded goal. It's 1-0, 16:08 to go here in the third. Anthony Kerr now, long-range shot. That goes off the chest of Heaney, and the rebound was there, but oh, now Anthony Kerr with a strong hit far side on Heislip.
Told you he was going to come out of the woodwork soon.
Lead feed intended for Finley, too far for him. He was backpedaling, couldn't catch it on his backhand. Finley, though, lays the lumber to the defenseman, Massenio. And then Fitzgerald just got interfered with by Heislip in the offensive zone. And Wisconsin will get a power play looking to add to its 1-0 lead.
Well, I hope we don't see a repeat of the last power play where they scored a shorthanded goal. I think UConn, that was pretty obvious. Fitzgerald had a clear line to the puck. Next thing you know, this defenseman steps in front of him, knocks him back right on his keister, and easy call to make for the referee, and a disappointing call if you're UConn, especially if you're that player, because Heislip was the one who basically could have saved the day had he not stepped in front.
Sure. All right, so the Badgers get a Kunis power play, leading 1-0 here, early third period of play. UConn, though, wins the battle and clears it all the way around and out. Joe Palatichuk skates back into his own zone with Shandor right on him. Gets some space now. Dick with a bad pass picked off by Muldowney. He stumbled a bit. Otherwise, he could have turned to his left and had a potential breakaway shorthanded. Again, UConn's got five shorties this season. Muldowney has been in on the PK a lot. Here's Wisconsin's Kukkonen out to Palatichuk, immediately pressured at the blue line by Tattle. Spun around to the far side, not enough on it to reach Lindmark. They can't clear, though. Here's a slot pass. Tyson Dick shoots one right into the breadbasket of the kneeling goaltender Heaney, and he hangs on with 1:18 to go in this power play. 1-0, Wisconsin with a lead on Owen Lindmark's shorthanded goal at 2:45. That's the seventh career shorthanded goal for Owen Lindmark. By the way, I beg your pardon, his eighth career shorthanded goal, which is tied for third all-time with Brian Mullen, Adam Burrish, Steve Tuttle, and Joe Bianchi, Norm Cherry, and John Johansson. The program record for shorthanded goals in a career both had 9. Here's Finley. Far right point, it's Morrissey. He snaps one off and a low slot and missed the net. Finley holds the zone again at the left point, sweeps it down to the corner. After it is Asensio, found Percival. He can't clear. Finley's got it. Open man right side. That's Morrissey looking back side, hoping for Mosley, and he got tied up as Heaney was out of position. Morrissey again with it now to Finley, top of the left circle. Throws it to the corner. Laskowski protects. Mosley moves it around the kick plate. It bounces a bit. Morrissey finds Lodge, snaps off a pass to Finley, sets and fires and scores! Oh, a laser by Quinn Finley! Power play goal, 2-0.
5:40 into the third, and the floodgates have opened. It was 0-0 at the end of two, and a shorthanded goal and a power play goal will make you understand how important special teams are. Quinn Finley, no question about it, he was going one place, and that was top shelf where Grandma keeps the good cookies, and that goaltender had no chance.
15th goal of the year for Quinn Finley, the third of the weekend for the New York Islanders' third-round draft choice. The nation's leading goal scorer, Potts, won at 5:40. So two goals in less than 3 minutes. Snaps a scoreless tie, and the Badgers looking to add more. Lead feed right wing, Tassie cutting in. He shoots one. Blocker save made by Heaney. And now Botterill cycles down to the corner, and Tassie walks off the wall, ran into a defenseman, and the puck taken away by UConn. And now skating ahead with it is Jake Richard from Jacksonville, Florida. Gives chase, and a whistle and offside called on UConn. With 13:45 to go here in the third period of play. Boy, that shorthanded goal ignited not only the crowd, but it ignited the Badgers, and then they got that power play, and boom.
And I think on the exact opposite, I think what it did is it put UConn back on their heels.
Sure.
And they're starting to second guess.
Lindmark from Horbach and Scholes, Finley from Lodge and Morrissey. Scholes with his sixth assist in the last six games. Morrissey now with 21 points this season. Lodge with his second helper of the weekend, too. Badgers leading 2-0 here, out shooting the Huskies 26-12. Thomas Heaney's been so good, but he couldn't stop a 2-on-1 shorthanded. And then that rocket by Finley from the left circle. Boy, he's got some serious heat on those shots. As intended for Laskowski on the far side out of his reach. And now here's UConn. Mertag, far side to Nyberg. Well, here's a pass, high slot, and they score! Quick wrister by Caden Sheehan. UConn gets on the board. It's now 2-1. Walked from the near side by the Badger bench, and no one noticed him, and Sheehan just stopped and popped and buried it.
Well, what's interesting to me is that the way the play set up, it went so far to the left, and then he came from the right, and the defenseman was kind of stopped and didn't have much options except to try and go for the puck, and he just let a bullet go. It was a good goal. I mean, it was a great shot, good goal. We go two periods without anything, and all of a sudden in 5 minutes we've got three goals.
Everett Washington native Caden Sheehan with his fifth goal of the season. Here's a kid last year in Sioux City had 39 goals in 56 USHL games. That's impressive. The kid can shoot. Here's a steal by Wisconsin. Fitzgerald, Kukkonen trying to join the rush. Fitzgerald trying to go five hole, and he's stopped by Heaney. It was him, a defenseman to his right, kind of skating with him. Fitzgerald had a bit of a step, but Heaney closed the door with his stick. 12:22 to go here in the third. And this is nothing like we saw in the first two periods. It's picked up. Here's Lotch across the line. Leaves it off now. Mosley, he fires, tried to pick a spot. Save made by Heaney. Tap pass. Came out to Fitzgerald. His shot blocked. Now Horbach tees one up. That's blocked. Gathered back in by Kukkonen, and his pass for Horbach came across the line. Badgers need to retouch. Shahan scores at 7:07 to make it a 2-1 game. Finley with a puck. Backside right. Here's Morrissey. His pass to the cutting Mosley didn't get through. Ryland able to hold the zone, and he shovels it back behind the net. Finley on the forecheck can't reach the puck, and now it's pitchforked out to center by UConn, and then batted back Wisconsin's way, and Scarfoni will leave it off for Jack Phelan. Phelan took a pretty good hit and didn't clear. Long-range shot easy. Kneeling glove saved by Scarfoni, and a whistle stops play. 11:31 to go here in the third. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Lindmark shorthanded. Finley a power play goal to make it 2-zip. Then Shahan scores even strength at 7:07. Give Viking Gustafson Nyberg and Ethan Gardula assists on that Shahan goal.
Correct. And, I guess you shouldn't be surprised that Shahan, you know, as you mentioned before, only his fifth goal of the season, but as offensive-minded as that line is, you would think he'd be having more points than that.
Yeah. Again, 39 goals in the USHL. That's impressive. Puck in the Wisconsin zone. Anthony Kerr to Palatichuk up the middle of the ice. Off the stick of Botterill to center. UConn took it back and sent it back Wisconsin's way. Now the Badgers will try to break out again. Kerr's pass out of the reach of Botterill. And now Janvieria goes D-to-D with Spetz. Pass ahead, goes off his stick. Muldowney deep in the Wisconsin zone, right corner. Met there by Kerr. The Badgers come out of their own end. Botterill slides it ahead to Scholl. Fans off wide right across the line. Stops, shoots, and he whistled one through the high crease. And now it's taken by Murtagh. Hands off to Muldowney. He just pitches it into the corner, or tried to, and then hit the brakes to get a change. Wisconsin comes the other way. Daniel Lotch stick handling through traffic, and he puts one down low. And with his stick parallel to the ice, Heaney made the stop and then covered up with 10:35 to go in the third, a 2-1 Wisconsin lead.
He's thankful he did make that stop, too, because and then cover up the puck because Lindmark was breathing down his neck as soon as he got. That was the first time in a long time that I've seen a Badger forward get the inside track on a UConn defenseman, and Lindmark did it on that play.
Yep. Face off to the right of Heaney. And Lindmark battling for the faceoff, 66% winning percentage in the faceoff circles for Wisconsin's captain Owen Lindmark. But UConn wins this one. Now they try to spring Larkin, and a good hand-eye coordination by Daniel Lotch to knock the puck down. They retrieve it, though, and throw it in front of the net, but it didn't connect. Scarfoni came out to make sure they couldn't connect. Now the puck back into the UConn zone. Lindmark overskates. In on the forecheck is Blake Pietola. Or beg your pardon, Adam Pietola. There's plenty of Pietolas that have played college hockey. Adam the first at Wisconsin, of course. Blake, a former Michigan Tech Husky, and now a cousin of Adam. And he directs it down into the UConn zone. Huskies have the puck. They try to break out. Steal by Wisconsin's Kukkonen. Almost handed it right back. Kukkonen tried to get it down low to Fitzgerald. No luck. Murtagh takes it. Tried to chip and go past Scholes. No luck. Bouncing puck at the Wisconsin line. Laskowski from Fitzgerald able to knock it in. 9.5 minutes remaining in the third. Big hit by Kukkonen far side as he clobbered Shahan, who released the puck around the boards. Shahan up on his skates. He's doing just fine. Here's Wisconsin's Palatichuk again. Joe uses the net to get some space away from the forechecker. Gardula moved it ahead to Kukkonen, who dumps it in. 9:05 left. Finley slow in the forecheck as Janvieria had it. It's chipped out to center. Loose puck picked up by Tristan Frazier. Fans off left. Good stick by Palatichuk to force him to the wall, but Frazier spins away from that pressure. Behind the net now, Tattle throws it out to Scott, the big right-hander, cross ice, long-range shot, and it's caught up in the equipment of Tommy Scarfone. The whistle blows to stop play. That shot by Genveria, and Scarfone made the stop, and then the whistle stops play. 8:44 to go in the third period. Wisconsin has a 2-1 lead on UConn in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Clean up the new year with help from Menards. We carry all the Libman products you need to keep your house clean. From brooms and mops to cloths and liquid cleaners, we've got you covered. The Libman 14-inch angle broom is precisely cut to reach under cabinets and into tight corners. Pick one up today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Wisconsin a 2-1 lead on UConn, 8:44 to go in the third period of play. You know, the Badgers were so bottled up in the first two periods, just trying to connect passes, getting from their zone through the neutral zone and out. One thing I've noticed here, Ian, I know you have too, the Badgers more willing to skate the puck to make plays as opposed to passing it. They're finding ways to get through them just using their legs.
Yeah, if the defenseman is able to beat the first forward that's on the forecheck, you've seen Joe Palatichuk carry the puck through two zones in order to get there.
All right, they win the draw. Long-range shot by the defenseman, Genveria, was blocked away. Puck ahead into the UConn zone, and Finley hustling after it. So is Genveria, and Genveria did a nice job to wall off Finley and keep the puck away from the nation's leading goal scorer. Now Morrissey chips it into the attacking zone. Mosley gets around the defenseman after it in the right corner, trying to protect. Cycles now for Morrissey. Backside Botterill, but Morrissey didn't see him. He's double-teamed anyway. Spun the puck around to the near side, and UConn has it with time and space. Jake Richard with it. Sixth-round draft pick of the Buffalo Sabres a couple of years ago. He sends it in, but UConn needs a change, and the Badgers all kinds of time and space to work with the puck. A head man now to Tassie. Right wing shoots one. That went off a stick. It was Percival. Tried to head man near side for Carabin. It went off his skates and gathered in now by Percival, the left-hander across the line. Percival, their leading goal scorer, skates back behind the net. Kerr stays with a man-to-man, and he bumped it out to the point. No one home for UConn.
Percival's got some wheels. There's no question about that. He scored that shorthanded goal the other night, and it was magic to watch.
Two goals for Percival in a 3-2 upset win of 15th-ranked UMass earlier this season. A former Rough Rider from Cedar Rapids. Here's Tattle's shot. That's blocked by Kerr. Ricocheted to the corner, and Lindmark, he'll scoop it up and over everybody and ice the puck with 7:16 to go here in the third, a 2-1 Wisconsin lead.
You're better off in those situations. I know it's easiest when you're on your forehand and you've got all that people in front of you. You just want to lift it up over them, bounce it off the glass or whatever it is. But a long time ago, a very elderly coach of mine said, why don't you just shoot it across the ice?
Yeah.
And then it'll land down here in their zone for a little while. It won't be an icing.
Sure. Oh, but look out.
We have significant tunnel vision when you're against the boards and you're about to get your head handed to you on
yeah,
a platter.
Right.
How about let's just get it out of the zone? That's
exactly
all I worried about.
Yep.
But a little too aggressive but when Lindmark did it. And for the life of me, even I couldn't figure it out what he was talking about. And it happens all the time, and it's a good play.
Yeah. Off the faceoff, Joe Polonichuk just lifted the puck over the glass and into the crowd. Everybody appears to be okay, so they drop the puck again in the Wisconsin zone, and UConn now gathers it in and on the charge. Good move and great save by Scarfone. Loose puck in front of the Badgers' net. Tap down low. Scarfone right pad save. Oh, he denied Shahan twice on this play. Look out, another chance. Block shot off the stick of Gardula. They throw it out to the point and try and out to the point. Redirect in front, and that's Scarfone staying upright, waiting to find the loose puck, and the Badgers bat it out to center. Tyson Dix now got it. Across the line. He whistles one. That's blocked away by Heaney. Luck good out. Save by Heaney. Boy, Shahan is very, very active right now, and Scarfone able to make a couple of big stops. Follow-up shot by John Spetz, low left, that Scarfone also got a good piece of. No icing called on Wisconsin. As the puck was deflected, Badgers on the forecheck, but UConn got to it first. They slide it across, and now they retreat a little bit to try to set things up. Trey Scott up to center. Here's Heislip for Sitar. Hands it back. Heislip low right. Out to Scott, the defenseman. Got Fitzgerald to move. Put one backside left, and Scarfone slid over, and a brilliant save by Tommy Scarfone. Long-range shot now by Gustafson. Nyberg that was kicked out by Scarfone. UConn putting it on Wisconsin right now, trying to get the game-tying goal late. Third redirect in front. Heislip, he missed the net. Oh, Horbach just got shoved into the end boards by Larkin. No penalty. Horbach remains down. He gets a whistle for that.
Yeah.
And that's a good news for Wisconsin. It needed a break as UConn has turned up the heat here, trying to pull even late.
One of the best defensive forwards on that Badger line is Kukkonen, and he's playing without a stick. So, yeah. Good time to take a whistle. Good play by you, Jack Horbach.
Trying to draw a penalty on Larkin for a high stick, but the referees didn't bite. Face off to Scarfone's right. Tommy's now stopped 17 of 18 shots. Morrissey to take the draw.